Let's say you tried to write some erotica.
Last time, on Bucci.
Only person who should be taking a dad bite out of Bucci's banh mi's should be his dad. I'm gonna shred your documents. How about that? I'm gonna shred your documents.
Bucci.
And I'm talking crosscut, baby.
Nice, no one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
No!
The more sensitive the documents, the more they scream.
The pate in the banh mi is shrimp paste.
Just shred it and I can eat the remnants. You know, I'll eat up those shreds.
Keep it as an example of how I really put the screws to this guy.
Right. Don't want you to have to put this guy in the shredder, you know?
Well, he's already been put in the shredder.
Okay.
He's dead.
I promise I won't tell. I promise.
Nope.
This feels good.
It's an assortment of documentation of past indiscretions with prior employers.
So you were
completely false, by the way.
You were
employed by that organization.
I'm not confidential.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Piece of paper.
Greg, once you gone.
I don't need love. I need to get rid of some incriminating documents. The New York City Department of Health and all their infinite bureaucratic wisdom has decided that they can do not only health inspections, but pre-inspections.
Or you want me to shred a rat?
Ooh, this is nice. Oh, it's not so bad.
Man, that health certificate liked it when I shredded it.
I usually do.
I have some documents here.
Sure, who's this?
I can't give you my name.
You want me to read the first page of the document?
Yeah, just the first paragraph.
Why? I mean, that would be very dangerous.
I'm wondering if you could shred my birth certificate for me. Ending the cycle of rebirth is kind of this big thing I guess we're supposed to be working on.
Do you feel your past and future kind of evaporating?
I kind of told, like, the greater portion of the Brooklyn and New York City area that I was a bunker baby. The worst part is when you find people who are actually bunker babies, because then I'm kind of, like, being a poser. Should I, like, get rid of all of my normie clothes? Us, right?
And now, this week on Bucci.
Don't leave. I'll be right back.
Just gotta.
I had to sit in the bathroom for 45 minutes, psyching myself up. And tell ya, babe, I'm psyched. Though, hold on, I gotta pull the blinds down in the studio. All these people in the condo next to the station checking me out. Saying, ooh, what's that guy doing over there? Oh, it's a radio show, huh? What's the name of the radio show? I said, what's the name of the radio show?
Bucci.
This is already off to a bad start. You know, I'm telling you, drops. When I jump, you have to say...
Bucci.
You have to say Bucci. I think that's the expression. Anyway, people are watching me, and I'm watching them too. They're watching that show Younger. That the people in the condo next door are always watching that show Younger. And I tell you something, that lady's not getting any younger. So I don't know there's like 7 seasons of it. But Hillary Duff's in it. She's pretty funny in it. Hillary Duff. Hey! Ooh. Cheers! Engineer James just brought me a big can of cherry. What is this? Cherry blossom matcha. Or is that a hard H? Cherry blossom maca? Yeah, is that. Is it a hard H?
Bucci. Adage.
Whatever, hard or soft, it's an adage. Hard to drink this matcha, though, with a, you know, got this blade of grass in my teeth. Usually in the winter, I got the toothpick going. But in the spring, I pluck a blade of grass and I stick it in my mouth. And it's just like a more springy kind of thing. And as it gets warmer and warmer, the grass takes root in my mouth and it grows longer and longer and greener and gets more and more, you know, buds and starts seeding until it's about the end of the summer. It's about 16 inches long, I'd say, and drooping. Oh, man. So anyway, it's hard to drink, though, when you have, it hurts, too, because it roots against my cheek. I don't know. It's just, I got manure in there. That's what my wife says, anyway. I wish she'd stop. Hey, y'all. It's the man. A man. Good to be here. I hope everyone's getting their weekend plans together. It's all lined up for them. And they're going to go, I'm going to go get some caulk. And I'm going to caulk the porch. I got to caulk this porch. Caulk this porch. And then I have to, what do I have to do? I saw the TV glow again for like the 15th time. All right. Am I ready? I think I am. So, it has kind of been an uneventful week for Bucci, which is not going to help the quality of the show, unfortunately. That's going to be a big problem. So I'm going to have to really dig deep. I did find out something today. Kind of shocking. My former fiance, Mrs. Bucci, she is insanely going to be doing a show on WFMU herself.
Bucci.
It's not now. Next Tuesday. Can you believe this? She's going to be filling in. She's going to do a fill-in show. I would not say this is my nightmare. Let me just say that. This is not my nightmare. My nightmares are all about drowning in a bowl of Cheerios. Sometimes it's Cheerios and sometimes it's pork cereal, which is chunks of pork chopped up, put in a bowl, and then instead of milk, you put applesauce in there. Anyway, sometimes I'm drowning in that and I try to cling to a big chunk of pork chop and it just drags me down to the bottom. Those are what my nightmares are generally about. So this isn't a nightmare of mine, but it is a little worrying when I am, you know, I really don't like it when I compete against my wife because it doesn't generally go very well for me. The show is called, what is it called? Between the Lines. Her show is going to be about fonts. Fonts! Fonts! That's what the show, graphic design and fonts. Letters. How does that work on the radio? And if I know her, though, it's going to be great, which is a huge problem. You know, I don't know, man. I see the writing on the wall. I can hardly miss it. Mostly because Mrs. Bucci wrote it there. She wrote big letters in the living room. You're done. It's over. Make sure you get dish soap when you go out. And the font is like Arial, I think. I don't know the difference. Nobody cares. But anyway, so next week she's going to be doing this. I can hardly... I got to drink another more of this matcha. My mouth has gone dry as a... scarecrow? I've never been the inside of a scarecrow's mouth. Which is not a Bucci adage before you ask. So I don't know. I don't want to sound hysterical, but I'm going to die forgotten and alone.
Bucci, promise.
And if there's one thing that Bucci needs, is to be remembered. I cannot be forgotten.
Bucci, adage.
It's just foundational. Everywhere I go and everyone I meet, I say, will you remember me? If I met them for the first time, I say, will you remember me? I'm leaving now, will you remember me? And if I've met them before, I say, do you remember me? First thing. And if I get no's to either one of those questions, it's sad. It's not that sad. So I just found this out. I really did. I just found this out. And to kind of set up a barrier to get forgetting, I'm like, all right, let's say you get crossed off the WFMU schedule. What's the next step? So I said, you know what? I think I'm going to write a memoir. I've always wanted to write a memoir about Bucci. A tome. Big leather, leather pages and plastic cover. But I've never really been very good at talking about myself. So I've just been self-conscious. Like, I've just been trying to write on the train on the way over. And I just can't get into it. I just feel stupid. You know, every time I try to write this memoir, I get stuck, or there's like, it's playoff basketball and I have to watch 4 games of basketball a day and I don't have time. So right now, the only thing that I did manage to write was the introduction to the memoir. Do you want me to read that? And I'm talking to you.
You.
People in the chatter said no. What are they saying? Play kneecap. Play some kneecap. Yeah. I'm not going to play any kneecap, though I do like those guys. All right, I'm gonna read this introduction. All right, let me... All right. So this is the introduction to Bucci's memoir, a title TBD. Should I put echo on it? No. When I first heard Bucci,
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci,
host of the popular but not popular enough radio program, Bucci, I didn't appreciate it. As my boss said about my time off request, I didn't get it. Sure, everyone around me was talking about how good the show was, but I had to be different. Plus, I liked all these comedy podcasts on TikTok, even though they're the most boring thing in the world. But I didn't stop at just ignoring the show and letting it be. I decided to be a hater. That reverb is built into the introduction, too. So I said mean things about Bucci on Reddit and refused to follow him on Blue Sky, and I made it my job to curse word him over every chance I get. I haunted his imagination, whispered his faults into his ear as he slept, flick the lights on and off to scare him. He would wake up and say, who's turning the lights on? And I'd be in the corner going, I'd twirl his spaghetti around my ghostly finger and make it hover in the air, trying to drive him crazy. Gaslight him, Amelie style. I was a sick person. I thought I knew what a talk radio should sound like. Either dry or hateful or hosted by the guy who created Monk. Plus, I didn't have room in my life for Bucci. After 10 years of marriage, my wife was leaving me, mostly because of my anti-Bucci stances, and I didn't have time anymore. I was also fighting a charge that I shoplifted a Home Depot bucket from Home Depot. And I blamed all of this on him, insanely. But then one day I was walking by a high school, and I saw a bunch of teens leaning against a wall, sharing an earbud. They seemed absorbed. What they were listening to absorbed them. That's a weird sentence. I'll have to fix that. I went up to them and said, "What are you listening to?" And one of the kids, the coolest looking one, looked at me like an idiot, which I was. Bucci, he said. Then all of his friends, in perfect unison, said, "Bucci." I was surprised. I asked, "Do you really like that show?" "Of course," they said. "We love him." All of us kids and 20-somethings and 30-somethings like him. "What do you even like about it?" I said. They looked at me like the moron I was. "We like that he's awesome. That's why we like him. He talks about stuff that matters to us, like how to make the best charcuterie board, what kind of different kind of cuts of gabagool you can wrap around what kind of olives. That matters to us, teens." I wanted to ask more questions, but the kids were too busy following Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Nights, to pay any attention to me. And then a teacher came up and said if I didn't have a child in the school to get lost. I walked away in thought. Was I wrong this whole time? Should I give Bucci a second chance? "Yes," a woman said who was walking by, and then I realized I was saying all this out loud. And so that Friday night, 6 p.m., I tuned in. WFMU. I tuned in to WFMU. I could write that down. I wrote that down. This time, Bucci clicked. Ah. His topics were timely and thoughtful. His interactions with the callers were natural, like the ones I have with my own kids, if they would talk to me and if I had them. I was wrong. Bucci is dope. And I can't wait to read his memoir, which I heard is going to be out in the summer.
Trust Bucci.
Dr. Brad Ford, Lyon, France, April 2025. All right, so that's the intro. And I'd like to thank Dr. Ford for writing that. I think it's a good start, but you need more than an introduction to make a memoir. But the problem is I've never been very good at remembering what has happened to me. Flashes like heat, like waves of heat that rush down my back towards my bottom. But nothing tangible and certainly nothing to write about. My memories are like a garden where the roots float above the ground. You know, when things grow, but they're disconnected from where they came from. That's pretty good, actually. Hold on, let me write that down. That's going to go on the memoir. Page 34. Things grow disconnected. Yeah, I'll be able to read that. I write in tag language. You know, I can't really write cursive or regular non-cursive language. I write everything in tag form, which no one can read my writing. Babucci.
Like Bucci. Bucci.
But I feel like, so I need to get this on paper, and I want to get this memoir out. So this hour, I'm going to be crowdsourcing my memoir. I need to know what Bucci has done in his life. I need a beginning, middle, end. It needs to be about Bucci. There should be trials and tribs, hard times, but ultimately, you know, redemption. And then ends with Bucci on Jimmy Fallon's writing staff, probably. Pitching to Jimmy. I think the last paragraph of the memoir should be me pitching to Jimmy. Like, okay, what if
Bucci
was a character on the show? Like your Ed McMahon. Do people still talk about Ed McMahon? That's not going to be in the memoir. Anyway, so I need your help to write my memoir. That's basically what I'm saying. I can't do it by myself, so I need you to fill in the blanks. What did I do as a child? What did I do in the as a little bit older than a child? What did I do, you know, in high school, etc., college? Did I get a job right out of college? Did I get married? All these things I'm really not too sure about. So I really need you to tell me, and it better be good and gripping. So that's after the break. We're gonna do it together. We're gonna write my memoir. And whatever, you know, and it can be as long or as short as they want, you know, it doesn't matter. But whatever it is, I know it's not going to be ordinary. No, sir. It's Emily Breeze, Ordinary Life, only on WFMU.
Back then, rent was cheap in the wrong parts of town. You could walk into almost any place and get a cash in hand job. I was a terrible waitress and an even worse singer. But I didn't care. I just knew something bigger, brighter, better was on its way.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
write Bucci's memoir for him.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Fall into infinity among solar systems and galaxies. A dopamine.
Bucci. Yeah, I know. Still here. It's Bucci. So this hour, the rest of this hour, we're writing Bucci's memoir for him. I can't be bothered. I'm really not good at talking about myself or describing things that went on in my life, so I need you to describe them to me. And don't be anything, can't be anything bad. Don't say anything, don't say anything bad about Bucci. Call her Ego Bucci. No, you don't.
Quote him all the time.
Yeah, what? What?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello, who's this? Can you hear me?
Hi, Jackson.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. Jackson. Okay. Hey, Jackson, what's up?
Nothing.
Jackson, don't forget to tell me that you call all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
Good. That's the type of caller I like, within reason. Mm-hmm. So, Jackson, what do you want to add to my memoir? What happened to me? What do you think?
He's passing you on to his mama.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So Jackson does the dialing and everyone else does the talking.
Well, no, Jackson usually calls you. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I remember Jackson. I do remember Jackson, yes. Isn't he from Rhode Island? Am I right about that?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's right. Rhode Island, the biggest little.
Yeah, the biggest little in America.
Yep.
Not so far these days, but he believes that you should write a sitcom about your life.
Okay, so you think there should be a lot of comedy in my life.
Yeah, because you're funny.
Okay.
And what do you think, Jackson? What do you say about Bushy? Bushy. What do you think? Well, he's not giving me anything, but he does think you're funny. And we think that you're from, we believe you're from Rhode Island.
I am from Rhode Island, yes.
Yeah. And my husband says, don't forget Cranston, which is where his family is from.
You know what? Tell your husband that is where I'm from.
That's where Bush is from, Michael.
Yeah,
Cranston.
Ask him to say Cranston. He says it like Cranston, right? Ask him to say.
Yeah. One second.
Ask him to.
Cranston.
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 That's right.
Anyway, we think you should write a sitcom.
Okay. So maybe this will be the first memoir that's a sitcom. Sitcom.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
Musical.
What's your name?
Devanya.
Hey, Devanya. That's a great suggestion. Okay, Devanya, we're going to try to fit a sitcom into the middle of this memoir.
Yeah, and it's Savanya with an S.
Oh, Savanya.
Yeah, it's okay, Bush. You're forgiven.
All right, well.
All right.
Okay. I'm forgiven. There's to be no forgiveness in this. I've done nothing wrong in this memoir, by the way. Okay, so there's a sitcom smack in the middle of this thing. Maybe there could be a sitcom situation where... I don't know anything about sitcoms. I only know about that show Younger. Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci. It's Franco.
Hey, Franco. How are you doing?
Yes, it is. It's Franco.
Yeah, I know. So, what do you... how are you, first? Let's get it out of the way. How are you doing?
Well, I would like... And because I'm a magpie and I listen to you very closely. I don't necessarily listen back to the shows, but I remember... bits and pieces, and what I gather is,
yes,
you had a rather tumultuous time at art school. I think you went to RISD.
No, I did not. I grew up next to RISD, but I didn't go to RISD. I was
skateboarded at RISD.
Yes, I was a townie. I'd ride around going. I talk about, oh, I love Van Gogh. I love Magritte or whatever. I was kind of a poser a little bit, an art poser.
Okay. Did this
all right, so
did
art
it work
school.
In your advantage?
Did what? Not going to RISD
talking,
working?
You know, kind of talking smack about stuff that you didn't know anything about?
Did it work to my advantage? I thought it did at the time. I certainly felt that I was being clever at the time, but now I feel like I was only hurting myself very, 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 very much.
Okay.
So what happened? Let's narrow down. What is the anecdote that's in the story? That's in the memoir.
I wanted to hear about a not necessarily malicious, but a prank.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
That you orchestrated, whether it was calculated or spontaneous, that went totally kaflooey. It just didn't work. And it got you bounced out on your ear. Let's say it's not art school, but some other educational institution.
Okay, so I'm at school. I think I remember. Yeah. You know what? I think I remember this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I do. I think I remember that. So I was at art school, and then what happened?
Yeah. Well, you made a multidisciplinary contraption.
Okay,
it was
an
more
MDC,
of a Rube Goldberg that had an old work shoe on the end of a cantilever, and it kicked the teacher in the forehead. The instructor.
Okay,
you don't
so
say teacher at art school.
Yes, thank you for this has to be an accurate memoir. So you're saying I was sitting one day. I remember do it in my voice, right? So I remember one day. Go ahead.
Okay. I remember one day when I was in 20th century art theory.
Okay.
And I dragged in this contraption I made
this
in my garage.
This better not be an imitation. Yes.
I dragged it in on my skateboard.
Okay.
And while the teacher, the instructor, was pontificating about Mike Kelly, the machine kicked him in the forehead. And at that point, the class broke into hysterics, and I was summarily escorted off the campus.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good memory.
I could see the cartoon. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this would go very slot very well into, like, kind of, like, obviously the college years, the kind of third or fourth chapters of the book where I'm really trying to establish, my upbringing. And I remember time when I was, whatever, making a contraption for Mike Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, what did that contraption do again? I can't quite get my remember on.
Now they call it disciplinary, but it's really a Rube Goldberg, and we all know what a Rube Goldberg is.
Yes, but what is that? We know what it is, but it has to do something.
In front of a bird.
The thing about a Rube Goldberg device is it has to do things.
And then the boot kicks the instructor in the forehead
forever. Okay, all right. So I'll just, you know what? I'm going to do a little drawing of the, or maybe you can do it, of the Rube Goldberg device that I have constructed, and I spent $40,000 a year to learn how to make.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks, Franco. That's a good memory. Thank you. Is this a good idea? Maybe I should just use ChatGPT to write my memoir. So what I have so far is I have a memory from college where I was messing around with a Rube Goldberg device. My point is, you look at a Rube Goldberg device and you say it's chaos, but there has to be an end point. It can't just keep going on and on and on. There has to be something where it lights a candle, or it serves you a big dish of food, or it pulls back your bed sheets, or it impregnates something. I'm not going to talk about the Rube Goldberg. All right. 201-209-9368. We're writing Bucci's memoir. I need to know what happened in my life, and I need your help to write it.
Remember me.
And it shouldn't be, I don't want to be libelous. Can you even be libelous against yourself? If I remember, in my darkest time, I think back on what happened. I'm pretty sure I was in a bunch of eating competitions. Seem to remember eating and then someone handing me a trophy. So I think I was in eating competitions. Maybe it was soccer. I think it was either soccer or eating, or maybe simultaneously. But I think I ate like 25,000 pita chips. And I was also playing soccer at the same time, because I remember now, the trophy is of a person, a gold little figure, kicking a soccer ball, and then the other hand, he's eating a bunch of pita chips. And I got second place. That's what I remember.
Oh, yeah, that's a good memory.
All right, so eating pita chips. Does no one want to remember Bucci's life with me? 201-209-9368. I'm just going to have to write this friggin' thing. I also need a name for this. I need a name for this memoir. What else could have happened to me? Like, an example of a first sentence of a memoir could be, Bucci was born with a mic in one hand and a middle finger in the other. And once he was born, other things happened to him that we will tell you about in subsequent chapters. Not a bad memory. Bucci's first word was, "Can we go?" And his second words were, "To CVS." That is actually true. It freaked everybody out because I said, Can we go to CVS? I think I was 8. Caller Yagobuchi.
On hard time. But right.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Who is this?
Hey.
Hey.
Bucci.
Yay.
This is Jackson's dad, Michael.
Hey, Jackson's dad from Cranston.
I am actually from East Greenwich, but my parents grew up in Knightsville.
Oh, Knightsville.
We're like OG.
Yeah, that's a
Italian American.
That's the Italian American section. Yes, I grew up right near there.
I would like you to recall in your memoir.
Yes, I would love.
Great grandfather created the Bucci Cantucci, which made a fortune for your family until you came across on the boat, and then your grandfather blew it all on, as we would imagine, losing women.
That sounds like my grandfather. And what did the Bucci Cantucci do again? Was it a thing, or was it
a
sandwich?
A Cantucci is a really crunchy biscotti.
Yes,
it's
right.
It's the best kind of biscotti.
Oh, yes,
and the Bucci Cantucci, your family would argue, was the best.
So my grandfather,
until your grandfather messed it up.
My grandfather, he spent, first off, he sold off the Cantucci business, and then he spent it on, spent it on the horses.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
All right, I like
the
that.
Horses.
And I can do a little recipe, you know, I like that. I like a little backstory, and it shows the pain that Bucci has been through, is that he could have been something.
And then your father and mother had to learn how to make a nice meal out of horse meat, because that's all they had left from your grandfather's horse expenditures.
That's right. But it was cruelty-free horse meat. If I know my mother and father, that was a, they just watched a horse until it died and then harvested that meat.
Abbondanza!
All right, thank you,
sir. We love you, Bucci.
Yeah. Abbondanza, abbondanza. Call you, Bucci.
Hey, what's up, Bucci? How you doing?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Double G. How you doing, Bucci?
Hey, Double G. Long time, no, nothing. All right, Double G, what happened to me? What happened? We have a little bit of a grandfather backstory. We have something else, some high school, some college memory. I do remember that. And then what else?
No. We can't put that.
So I want you to be able to, like, at least at any
time. I want to put the college thing in there.
Like a not end of life, but maybe post retirement career.
Okay, I'm not on my deathbed because we can't have the deathbed in the middle. I can't die in the middle of the memoir.
You have a lot of vigor. It's kind of like, you know, when you're you're collecting Social Security, but you know you're still kicking around.
Okay,
you know?
So
you work in AM radio.
Okay, AM radio, you know? Sure.
You got a 4-hour talk show because you know who can't call into Booch and call.
Sure.
Except it's
AM radio.
It's the only people
Ken's
who can call in
mad.
Are the local prisoners.
So I have a, is it a prison radio? Am I in prison? Am I in prison and then I'm working in the radio, like a hospital radio, but in prison?
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's that, that Robin Williams movie where it's just
a Fisher King? The Fisher King?
Or something? Is that it?
Oh, A Good Morning Vietnam, yeah. Would you want to listen to that radio? I don't even care if I was I was in Vietnam and that was on the radio. I mean, no, I would be like trying to find a landmine. I mean, frankly.
In Vietnam, historically, they did do experiments with soldiers. So
no offense to Roger
like
Williams, Robin Williams.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So I was on, you remember me being on AM radio.
Yeah, this is in the future, though. This is, so you can put the story in if you want, get a little more in the, you know what I mean?
Well, the whole thing is in the past because I'm writing my memoir.
Exactly.
Oh, well, so, there's also stuff in the future,
too.
I've
retired to,
all right.
Radio talk shows.
I would love, you know what? That's great. That sounds like I might get paid also. So that would be pretty
cool.
All
right. I have a title, too.
Okay, what's the title? That's a good one. What's the title?
Adage.
What about adages? Adages. Huh? Adages. Because there's more than one adage contained in the story. There better be, anyway. People are spending $60 on this memoir. All right. That's what I'm doing now. All right. Thank you, Double G. It's nice to hear from you. Call it a Bucci. Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Is this Jackson's dad again? Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
It's Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, is this the host of Between the Lines? Is that what this is?
Just Mrs. Bucci for tonight.
Okay. Between
I made some tortellini for when you get home, so I was eating some.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
You caught me mid-bite.
I remember eating, and you know, in the memoir, there's going to be this big chunk of it is going to be eating tortellini. I'm going to be eating it, and I'm going to be putting in all the smacking and you know, chewing sounds in the memoir as well.
Is this an audio memoir?
Well, I am going to read the book. Yes, I will read when it's eventually on Audible. I will read the book, of course. But
you're not going to hire an actor.
It's going to be
like
in the footnotes. It's going to be in the footnotes where it's going to say Bucci was eating tortellini, and then it says footnote 70, and you go down and there's just like smack.
You know, you should hire Franco because he did a pretty good impression of you. So I think that would be a good audio. No,
he is fired. So, Mrs. Bucci, though I love to hear from you, do you have a memory of me that you'd like to add into the thing?
Yeah. Well, first
like
of
maybe
all,
how we met.
I felt like, you know, you're asking a lot of people. And so
yeah, that's the point of the show.
Why don't you just do the work yourself, or why don't you just have ChatGPT do the work for you?
I already suggested that. No, I need
to write this memoir.
Because there's all sorts of, I don't know if you know about ChatGPT, but they're putting all sorts of watermarks in ChatGPT now, so you can't copy and paste like you used to. So I really need to have some original content. Are you telling me you need ChatGPT to include to have a submission for my memoir? You can't remember anything about me?
I've only known you for 10 years, so that's just not enough.
Well, actually, it's more than that, but... all right, so you have nothing. You have no memory.
No, I did. I plugged it into I plugged what I knew about
you. Oh, okay. All right, all right.
And I want to read it.
All right, go for it.
It's accurate.
Go.
I can go?
Yes.
You're not going to hang up on me,
no,
right?
I'm not going to hang up on you. But I do have a full thing. People want to...
This is how the memoir starts. Growing up in the salt-stained corners of Rhode Island, Bucci was the kid with scuffed sneakers, oversized glasses, and a head full of strange facts about whales and synthesizers. A walking target for every cafeteria tyrant. Radio was his refuge, a crackling world where nobody could shove him into a locker. The turning point came one night at a sad church basement dance when, in a burst of chaotic courage, he hijacked the DJ table and played a 10-minute theremin solo over Return of the Mac. The kids booed, the chaperones panicked, but Bucci felt, for the first time, completely stupidly alive.
Okay, if I have to give you a note, are you going to put the entire contents of the memoir in the first paragraph of the memoir? You know what I'm saying? This needs to be 700 pages.
What?
It sounds like this memoir is just is three paragraphs long. That is not a memoir.
Oh, you're going to have to chat DVD this whole thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 700 pages? All right. I hate to let you go there, Mrs. Bucci, but...
I got to go.
No, you have to go. Calling a Bucci.
Bucci, I'm sorry. It's Zachary.
Hey, who's this?
It's Zachary, I said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Zachary.
Yeah, you only got a second. Synthesizers. Hey, why don't you beat me up?
Put that thing about the thing.
Or you can kill me even.
No, that's not going to be in the memoir. I can't do anything illegal in the memoir. Well, maybe I can.
It's not illegal.
Kill.
If there's a bounty on someone, work it in. You know, bring in the government angle. You know, you were tapped by... you know, the previous administration.
Sure. All right, I'm going to put some CIA influences. Zachary, I got to keep working on it, but thank you. Goodbye. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michael from Buffalo.
These pages are really adding up. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right,
go back to that eating contest thing you did.
Yes.
I recall.
Do you remember that?
Joey Chestnut, right?
No, there was no Joey Chestnut back then. I ate against Mikey Furtree.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got my details.
Mikey Furtree.
But you should add that in there.
All right, so I'm going to add, I already added it in. So you want me to add it in twice? You want me to add the eating competition anecdotes in two times?
Yeah, I think it really elevates your life story.
No, we can't put that in there.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, we're trying to remember what Bucci did in his life.
Remember me.
Caller, you go Bucci. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, who's this? Hello, who's this?
JR?
Hey, is this JR?
JR?
Hey, JR.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just on the side of a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. I had to pull over to call.
That sounds like a good thing in the memoir, maybe. Okay, JR, what do you remember about me? And an antic, I can't even say that
word. Okay, listen, I think the memoir should be a choose-your-own-adventure. And here's an example, because you've brought it up several times about Mrs. Bucci.
Yes.
Getting her own radio show.
Yes.
I think this could be a pivotal point in the memoir, and the reader gets to choose their own adventure. So Mrs. Bucci comes on WFMU, and the choice is you guys can become the Sonny and Cher of WFMU, or Mrs. Bucci does so well that Bucci loses his own show and then ends up somewhere else.
Now, Jay, I like the multiple choice memoir. I do. But in your example, if we are the Sonny Cher of WFMU, don't I also die in a skiing accident in this example? Because Sonny died very early.
That would be
he ran into a tree or something.
Well, that was many years later when he became a Republican.
That's right. He did.
So I don't see that for you.
All right.
I think the other thing that could happen is it could be crucial in Luigi Mangione getting off of these charges. Somehow Bucci becomes pivotal in Luigi Mangione's freedom.
Yes, maybe I was the person, maybe I'm the guilty person, or that would be a twist. Or
Free
Luigi, absolutely. JR, thank you so much. I like the choose your own adventure thing. Free Luigi.
Oh, yeah, that's a good memory. No. We can't put that in there.
Claudia Gabucci. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
What time is it? Caller, who is this?
Hey, Bucci, it's Jackson's dad again.
What? you can't keep contributing to the memoir, Jackson's dad.
Okay, I've got a title for you.
All right, what is it?
I've got a title.
All right, very quick.
You need to do this before some of your colleagues from Johnston beat you to it. It is The Higher the Hair, the Closer to God, the Bucci Story.
All right. Let's go with this one. Caller Gabucci.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hi. You were you were really into sculpting, wood sculpting.
I was into wood sculpting.
Oh, yeah, that's a good memory.
Come after you and your sculpture, so you went to exterminate it with some sort of horrible substance.
Wait a minute. Was that a Rhode Island reference, the big blue bug?
Yeah.
Are you from Rhode Island as well?
I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the big blue bug.
I was born in Pawtucket.
Pawtucket. Say Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
You were from Pawtucket. You're not from Pawtucket. You're from Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
All right. Thanks, Pam. Call it a Gabucci.
Hi, Gabucci. It's Annie.
Hey, Annie. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Annie.
Your memoir?
Yes, in your memoir. And remember, there can't be anything too bad about Bucci. It has to be pretty,
Oh, definitely, no.
That bad about Bucci in the memoir.
No, just factual.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. But okay, what do you got? What do you got? What did I do in my life?
For your memoir, you loved your long monologues in front of your show. So then you only have 30 minutes left.
All right, I did do that. You know what, Annie? That is true. Maybe that's the title. I'm my own worst enemy. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. I don't need your pity. Wait, yes, I do. Call it Gabucci. I need this show.
Yeah, hey, Gabucci. Well, I remember when you were about 23 years old.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and
last
you were
year.
Flying a kite in the thunderstorm with a key attached to the kite.
I can't steal other people's stories, though. This was a separate story. So I was flying a kite with a key attached to it maybe I was putting it on YouTube or something like that, just to see if it actually worked, maybe.
Yeah,
I remember when I had
that's a good memory.
And then you thought of the most amazing thing. Do you remember that?
What do I remember? Say again one time.
Exactly. And as quickly as you thought of this amazing thing, you forgot it. But then after this,
that sounds like
you had the skunk stripe in your hair to mark the occasion.
The what in my hair?
For the skunk stripe, where after the lightning hit and then you forgot.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened to Ben Franklin. He ended up with the lightning. He looked like David Bowie. He had that lightning thing right down his face.
This was young Bucci Franklin.
Okay. All right. I do. I don't quite remember. That's not going in there.
Remember?
All right. We had 3 minutes. 201-209-9368. We still don't have a title, even though it could be, I don't know. What's a good title? We have my own worst enemy. We have, I don't know. It could be, you know what? I just got a text from Station Manager Ken, and he says the memoir title should be Station Manager Ken Presents Bucci. That is not it. What about a map drawn in ashes? That's not it. And then we have to do the end. How did Bucci die? Did he die fighting a fire at the end of a cigarette? If you know what I mean. Did he die with a hernia around his neck that came back and ate him in the night? And then his wife, Mrs. Bucci, came in because they sleep in separate bedrooms. She came in and found his hernia had devoured him in the night. And it was like licking his lips and watching the television show Younger. But whatever we do, I mean, okay, so I feel like this memoir, I got pages and pages of this memoir, but I feel like it's still, I don't think I'm going to be able to sell this to friggin' Doubleday. What do we got? We don't have a title. We don't have any real things. But you know what? That's okay. Because where it actually is going to end is here at WFMU. And at the last sentence of the memoir will be WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Put the Needle on the Record is next. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You better believe you Ducci.
Remember me.
Island woman dies, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman, rise alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Island woman dies.